Sandra McKenzie is the program manager of Project Peace with the Peace River and Holy Family Catholic Regional School Divisions. She joins us on the line today. Sandra, thank you very much for joining us. Mental Health Week, it is coming up the week of May 6th to the 10th. Comments on the importance of the fact that mental health needs to be taken care of in school, as it were.
Absolutely. So May 6th to 10th is Mental Health Awareness Week, as you said, Keith. In our societies nowadays, we're starting to understand more and more how important mental health is. It's just as important as our physical health. And we like to focus on it in schools, in our role, because that's what we do. But we have our week set aside when we have a stronger connection to it and bring a stronger awareness to it.
How tough can it be for students, even with the younger ones in the elementary school?
Mental health can impact everyone around us, no matter what your age. One in five people in Canada will suffer from a mental health crisis or illness in their lifetime, and that's like 20% of us that will have that happen to us. And doesn't matter your age, your race, your gender, it will happen to anyone.
And I'm thinking that's especially true for the teachers as well, especially for the teachers who kind of seem sometimes that they have no life. They're constantly thinking of schoolwork and getting preparation done.
Yeah, it can be for sure. And I feel like, you know, although it's been a couple years now, we're still coming out of a big crises like Canada-wide, worldwide crises with COVID, and it's still having many impacts on in our schools, in our communities, with people's mental health. We were basically told to isolate for, you know, basically 2 years, and it's been a challenge for some people to reintegrate back into, you know, what quote-unquote normalcy.
The importance of having, in quotes, me time or family time, how strong does that need to be?
I think it should be an absolute paramount priority for everyone. If you are not taking care of yourself, you can't take care of your family or other people.
How did the theme come about this year? The theme I've got is A Call to Be Kind, The Healing Power of Compassion.
Yeah, so the call to be kind, hashtag Compassion Connects, was brought out by the Canadian Mental Health Association. And it really is a focus on how if we show compassion to others, we acknowledge that someone might be suffering and we demonstrate our willingness to help support them. And by forming genuine and authentic relationships, and it can open our communication and help people when they are suffering. And the other side of that is by being compassionate and kind, it not only helps others, but it also helps ourselves because it helps make us feel better too.
Sandra, in your mind, how much does this tie a little bit into things like the anti-bullying campaigns that are on?
I think they go hand in hand, right? I mean, if someone is facing bullying or experiencing bullying, it has a larger possibility that it's going to affect their mental health. And so if we are showing compassion and we're helping others, we're not bullying and making everyone feel better and have a better chance to thrive.
Mental Health Awareness Week is happening the week of May 6th to the 10th. Sandra, what are some of the activities that are going on during the week in the schools?
Yeah, so all of the schools kind of have a different spin on the activities that they're doing individually, but all schools will do like Hats On for Mental Health on Wednesday, May 8th, and wear green shirt to acknowledge mental health on Friday, May 10th. So those are kind of the common themes that we do across both divisions. But every school is having different competitions with different prizes to give away. And the competitions can be anywhere from, you know, designing a poster on compassion or what compassion looks like to writing a poem or a song or drawing a picture. Yeah, they all kind of have a different spin depending on their age and abilities.
Please correct me if I'm wrong with this statement. It sounds like a serious subject that can be a lot of fun at the same time. Is that correct?
I think that's a good way to say it, absolutely. Mental health awareness and mental health support is absolutely a serious topic. But, you know, we can make it fun and have good ways to introduce it to everyone so it becomes just part of our everyday life.
Sandra McKenzie is the program manager for Project Peace with the Peace River and Holy Family Catholic Regional School Divisions. Sandra, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Keith.